Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of Outside the Box. I'm Balthazar, and I'm here today with...
Joe.
Leo.
And Charlie.
In today's podcast, we will be looking at the commotion of the Italian Grand Prix. We will also cover the craziness of the Prem and the Champions League, and much more.
Well, let's start with the F1. Leo, what did you think of Monza?
Yeah, so it's a big week here for sure. Definitely some surprises, ranging from, you know, a dramatic crash between... the title contenders Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen, which took both of them out of the race. And it cleared way for Daniel Ricciardo to claim a sensational victory in the Italian Grand Prix, giving McLaren their first race win since 2012 at the Brazilian Grand Prix. And also a 1-2 boost as well, led home with teammate Lando Norris, with Valtteri Bottas taking in third. Thrilling race at Monza.
Yeah, really good result for McLaren. It really puts them ahead of Ferrari as well in the constructors. Like, they're having that little battle now, aren't they? So
yeah, the battle for third and fourth is going to be a good one, especially alongside the battle for first and second as well. But yeah, definitely yeah. Third and fourth for McLaren are looking much better. That car is very good if you can handle it, and I think it's just suited to some tracks better than others. It's the same as the Ferrari car. They like shorter tracks such as Zandvoort and Monaco. But the McLaren car definitely has that power on the straight as well. So it was definitely a good car.
Yeah, you could really see Mercedes was flying with Bottas and driving that one. Absolutely flying towards the end.
Yeah,
Bottas did a great race, starting P19, claiming third. That's really good race. I mean, you can't argue with that. That is an incredible amount of positions gained. Finishing behind him as well, Sergio Perez, good race from him. Unfortunately, there was a 5-second penalty, meaning he actually had to go... He was put behind Charles Leclerc. So Charles Leclerc finished fourth and Perez fifth.
Yeah, it's good for Ricciardo as well. I mean, he hasn't really done much this season, like... Is this his first points in the top three?
Yeah, he's been struggling this season. Definitely being outperformed by his teammate, Lando. But yeah, it's a really good race from him and definitely one he'll remember, I think.
Nice to see a shoey as well on the podium.
Yes, and Lando getting his first shoey in as well. That was really good to see as well. But looking at the Hamilton Verstappen incident on lap 26 out of 53... What thoughts on that, guys?
I mean, the halo again proved to be one of the best things to be put into F1. Saved another life. I mean, you could even then, like, the wheel still hit Lewis's helmet. And you could see on the replay that they had contact. Yeah. But, I mean, if there was no halo now, I think we'd be one driver down from Mercedes.
I think after the crash as well, Lewis was still trying to get out. He was trying to reverse. You could see it. And then Max, he just hopped out his car, didn't even look at Lewis, just walked away. Because he was, like, very angry. He obviously thought it was Lewis's fault. Didn't give him enough space on the turn.
Shows how fierce the rivalry is. Like, they don't care if they crash. They want to get on that track.
I mean, they both thought someone would pull out. I think that's why they went so hard on that corner.
It reminds me of the Senna-Prost rivalry.
Yeah.
You know, Prost, the much more experienced driver. He's got world championships under his belt. And Senna coming in as quite a young driver and very aggressive as well. But, I mean, they arrived side by side going into the Variante del Rettifilo. But definitely, Hamilton could have taken the corner a lot tighter.
Yeah.
If we look at the tracking of the car that was ahead of them, which was one of the McLarens took the corner much, much, much tighter, which Hamilton could have done. But I think he was trying to force Verstappen out in order to almost scare him away to back off. But if we know Verstappen, you know, he doesn't back off. And to me, I think it's extremely unfair that he's been given a 3-place penalty in the next race at Russia. Mm. For me, this is definitely a racing incident. Both drivers could have done things differently to avoid this. Hamilton could have taken the corner tighter. And Verstappen could have actually backed out.
Yeah, could have pulled out. And I think, to be fair, I think he should have some sort of penalty, but I think they should both get a penalty rather than just one.
No, neither of them should have got one. It's a racing incident. They definitely... it's racing, it happens. They both did things that they probably shouldn't have to avoid the crash.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they both did things wrong, So they both should have some sort of punishment, maybe one more severe or lesser punishment, but still,
yeah.
There should be some sort of penalty.
Do you reckon it was biased as, like, in the last race, was what was Lewis's penalty for that crash or the few races before?
Yeah, I don't know, the FIA at the minute.
Looking kind of, like,
I'm not going to say they're biased, but there's been a couple of unusual decisions. I mean, it's hard with every race. Everyone has their different opinions to it.
Yeah.
But this one, I think, is definitely wrong by the FIA. It was definitely a racing incident. But yeah, I mean, their decision is final, so hopefully it doesn't impact him too much at Russia.
Three place penalty as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, he can definitely still win.
Yeah. He's
that.
In a red ball, so.
If he gets pole, he's still starting fourth, so that's not like the end of the world.
That's still a good start.
To be fair, it makes the race a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it does. It makes him have to try and fight back, but it's still slightly unfair for him, a championship contender, now being, you know, given this disadvantage.
Yeah.
Mm. Carlos Sainz also took his first ever outing on Monza and came sixth. What do you think of that?
In Ferrari.
In a Ferrari. You know, the Tifosi expect quite a lot from their drivers. You're not just a driver. They expect much more of you than that, the fans. And possibly sixth is a bit disappointing, but I think that's quite a good result, as their car is not as strong as possibly the McLaren at this track, or definitely not the Red Bull or Mercedes. So really, it's quite a good result for them.
Yeah.
Williams getting points again, Russell in ninth.
Yeah, Russell is just an exceptional driver. Definitely deserves his place at Mercedes next year.
With Bottas in third, I don't know. Do you reckon he's fighting for that place still?
No, I think he's already signed the contract with Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, it's already
a done deal.
It's already too late for him to continue his Mercedes seat.
He's kind of at the point in his Mercedes career where I don't think he's going to listen too much to any more team orders. Because, I mean, recently he's always been told to give Hamilton the place, slow down so Hamilton has fastest lap. And now he's leaving the team. So, I mean, I think he might go full out and try and do as much as possible with the car while he still has it.
He has to listen to team orders.
No, to
a certain extent. He can choose not to.
Yeah, but he's not in the best car as well. Alfa Romeo?
Alfa Romeo will not be a strong car. It's probably... They'll be fighting with Alpine. They won't be fighting with Red Bull, so it'll be a different type of driving.
Yeah.
Whether he can adapt to that is probably a different question, but I think he's quite a good driver.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we can see something out of him.
It's Valtteri Bottas as well at the end of the day, so he's gonna
phenomenal driver.
He's a great driver. Well, that was the F1. Now we're gonna move on to the football, and let's start off with these predictions. So I asked the guys to predict six games, and we're gonna talk over each game and then just say what we predicted. So starting off with one that's quite close to my heart, Arsenal-Tottenham, North London derby.
I hate to say it, but I think Tottenham have this one in the bag. Arsenal are not as strong as
they have been in recent years.
To be fair, Arsenal haven't had the greatest season, but I mean they're going to bounce back, and I reckon they might take a 2-1 victory. Is it like last year?
I think they'll bounce back to 15th or 12th, to what they were before.
You've got to look though, Tottenham last two games, 3-0 to Palace, 3-0 to Chelsea. Arsenal were starting to gain a bit of confidence. I know it's Norwich and Burnley, but still both 1-0 wins, keeping clean sheets, the defence getting more confidence. Ben White starting to play out again. Ramsdale looking like a very solid number one.
Oh, good job. You won 3-0 against Wimbledon. Well done, Joe.
No.
Let's go.
1-0 in the Prem. That's true. Yeah.
But yeah, they're making a comeback, but they're not...
I'd give them like a couple more games and stuff before they really start like being able to compete with slightly bigger teams.
Yeah.
And being able to put up a fight against like Leicester, maybe.
I mean, Leicester aren't looking too good, to be fair, either.
Did you go for Brentford as well, though? Where are they in the table?
Brentford looking good, yeah.
Surprise, like, when I drive past the stadium, like, on my way to school, like, I always saw, and I didn't realise it was going to be Brentford, but it's actually quite a nice stadium.
It is very nice.
And they're building, like, a hotel on it as well.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite cool. Fulham are doing that as well, so.
Yeah.
And they got Fulham.
In a Tottenham perspective, Kane has not scored a goal yet in the Premier League. No goal involvements yet. But he did get one against Wolves in the cup yesterday, but it was a penalty, so I don't know. In open play, maybe, do you think he's fully playing now, or is it because the City move didn't go through that he's not playing with his full heart out now for Tottenham?
I don't know, it was pretty good pen if you saw it. Like, do you reckon he's the best penalty taker in the world right now?
Definitely not.
No, I'd say
he's better.
Ronaldo.
I say Lewandowski.
I think he's up there, definitely up there.
Jorginho is very good.
Jorginho is very good.
Mr. Pen.
So is Penandes.
Yeah.
In the Euros.
So Lewandowski is a pretty decent pen taker.
We're talking about Prem right now.
Yeah, but in general.
No.
So another big match, Chelsea Man City. To be honest, I think Chelsea have this one in the bag. Haven't lost to City in a while. They've got confidence, and we're playing well. We've beaten teams quite heavily, and we've got this new striker in Lukaku, who's been tearing teams apart. Like, he's a man mountain.
Yeah.
If I was a defender, I would not like to mark him. You know,
he's coming up against Ruben Dias, though, probably one of the best defenders in the Prem. Definitely best defender in the Prem last year, and it'll be a very good battle. Mm. So.
Joe, what do you think your score prediction is for this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot my... Arsenal-Tottenham, I said 2-0 Arsenal, obviously.
Should we go around and say what
I quickly.
Thought?
Yeah. Leo,
do you want to go first?
Tottenham 2, Arsenal 0.
Yeah, no. All right, Charlie?
I put a 1-0 Spurs, so closer than you, yeah. But.
All
right. I reckon it's going to be a 2-1 Arsenal win.
Yeah, and I went 2-0 Arsenal. I'm going to the game as well, so should be a very good atmosphere.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Chelsea City, Leo?
Definitely Chelsea 2, City 1.
Mm-hmm. Balthazar?
I reckon it's going to be a 2-2.
Yeah, I think it'll be 2-1 City.
I put another draw of 1-1.
So. I think, Lukaku, he's going to rip the probably smaller teams apart, but he might struggle a bit more with the big teams. We have to wait and see, but...
Yeah, it's not like City shy away from a physical battle. Like, they've got... Ruben
Dias is an absolute brick.
But it's not just a physical battle. I mean, we've got excellent players like Mount bringing it up behind.
Mount's not even like that good. I don't know. Compared to Foden.
Mount is much better than Foden.
That's a debate for another
day. Yeah, no way.
This is a debate for another episode.
That's a debate for another day. But
maybe next week.
Yeah, I mean, Lukaku, even when he's not scoring goals, he's still helping Chelsea. He's like holding up the play, playing it through. It's very good. And yeah, it can be very effective if it's used well. And Chelsea as well, they've got very quick players like Pulisic and Hudson-Odoi. They can really pounce on that opportunity.
I mean, City also have Walker. They have Cancelo. They've got some quite good fullbacks.
It's not like Man City aren't quick, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Chelsea...
Got the new addition of Jack Grealish.
100 mil signing.
I think that's a bit too much for someone like him.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not 100 million.
Coming from Villa.
Good.
Coming from Aston Villa, you don't pay 100 mil for someone. He's had no experience in a Champions League match.
I mean, his first Champions League match, though, he's got a wonder goal. So.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Speaking of Aston Villa, we got them playing Man United. Yeah. I think it's going to be Man U 3, Aston Villa 1. What are your thoughts, Joe?
Well, I think it'll be Man U... 3, Aston Villa 2, but the question is, how many goals will Ronaldo score?
Hat trick.
I don't know, he's not a big scorer, is he? Like,
yeah, he is.
So far, 4 goals in 3 games.
Yeah, but I reckon he'll score 2.
I think he'll get one.
He'll definitely get at least one.
He should get one.
Hopefully more. Well, not hopefully more, actually. I don't want them to win, but yeah. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. So, we've got another game in Dortmund, Mönchengladbach.
So Leo, what's your predictions for that one?
I'm not too familiar with Mönchengladbach. I hope I said that right. But I think Dortmund definitely have this one in the bag. I said 2-1, possibly.
I mean, Dortmund's a good side, and I think you might be selling Borussia Mönchengladbach a bit short there. I think it's going to be a 2-1 Dortmund win. I think Haaland's going to bag a goal or two. Absolutely. Icon right there.
Yeah, having Haaland as your striker can't harm your team's chances too much. Yeah. So, definitely a strong player.
I've gone Borussia Dortmund 4, Mönchengladbach 2. So, but Mönchengladbach, they're a good team. Player, Thuram both play, and then in the midfield you've got Neuhaus and Zakaria.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Zachary's a beast.
Yeah, he's a Swiss, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Absolute brick.
So, Charlie?
Well, yeah, I went 1-0. It's not going to be an easy game, I don't think, for Dortmund. But, yeah, I think they'll take the win.
Yeah.
They're a good side, obviously.
So, next up, we head over to Spain and La Liga, where Real Madrid will meet Villarreal. So, we've got, 13-time Champions League winners against, the holders of the Europa League in Villarreal. And I don't want you guys to underestimate Villarreal. Like, they're a very, very solid team. And they can do a job against the bigger teams. Like, they showed against Man United in the final. They can hold the defence and then just hit you on the attack.
Yeah, and they fought to the end, going to that many rounds of penalties.
Yeah.
They definitely want to win stuff.
But then Real Madrid, you've got to look at it. Last game, played last night.
6-1. I mean, what a thriller.
Benzema looking incredible as well. Asensio got a hat-trick yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Benzema's always good, to be fair.
Yeah.
He's always like a steady player.
Yeah.
So let's go over the predictions. Leo, what have you put for this affair?
So I put Real Madrid 3, Villarreal 1. I mean, Villarreal, they're a good team, but I think Real Madrid do have this one in the bag with the amount of skill they have ranging throughout the team.
Balthazar?
I'm kind of predicting a 4-1. I think the quality Real Madrid have at the moment with the addition of Alaba is quite amazing.
Yeah, I've gone 2-1 Villarreal.
So, interesting.
I don't know. I think Madrid, they have their games, they'll win 6-1, 7-1, but then they always have that one game where they just lose it and then their season starts to go downhill. And I think it'll be now. Villarreal, I think they'll just defend them and then hit them on the counter. And I don't see Madrid defending too well against that.
Especially since they lost Ramos.
And Varane, they have two big losses.
Yeah. I mean, they did add Alaba to the squad. He's an amazing
attacking defender. But he's still solid.
He's fast and he's an amazing defence.
Yeah.
Presence.
Charlie, what did you put?
Yeah, I went with Joe. I didn't go for Madrid losing, but I went for a draw because I feel like, coming from a 6-1 victory. Yeah, I don't know. I think it will be a good game, though. Very good game.
Yeah.
Lots of chances. Yeah.
And last but not least, we have Lazio versus Roma, the Derby della Capitale. Mourinho's first derby. And I think it'll be a very solid game. The fans are always very, very good. Great atmosphere. You see all the flares. And yeah, what do you guys think, Leo?
To be honest, I think Roma have this one. Especially with the addition of the new manager in Mourinho.
What about the old Chelsea boy, Tammy Abraham, up front for them now as well?
You know, I think at Chelsea, I think he needed to mature a bit more than he had to be like top class. And hopefully he can do that at Roma. But yeah, I think definitely Roma have this one in the bag.
Yeah. Balthazar, what do you think?
I've gone completely to the other side. I thought Lazio was going to win here. I reckon a 2-1 win for Lazio because, I mean, they have Immobile they have up front?
Immobile, brilliant. Yeah.
Absolute striker right there. Mm. He's a scoring machine, and I think he's going to bag two.
Bag two.
And especially Mourinho's style is like quite defensive. I don't think they'll be attacking too much.
Yeah, well, I think Mourinho's style is going to work out for this one. I've gone 1-0. It's going to be a classic Jose masterclass. One goal, then park the bus.
Yeah, that's what I went for as well. Classic, Jose.
Yeah, so I think that will happen. Mm. Tammy Abraham's going to get the goal for Roma.
I don't think he will, but yeah.
You've got Mkhitaryan as well, who's a very good player.
Yeah.
A lot of very good players. Two very underrated teams from Italy. Like, when you think of Italy, think of the Juventuses and the Milans.
Yeah.
But Lazio and Roma, they kind of go under the radar, but I think they'll start getting more recognition now. So, yeah.
Yeah, so looking back over a few games over the past week or so, got Bayern 3, Barca 2. That's quite a big game. I think Barca still feeling the effects of the huge debt they're in.
Yeah. So, Bizar, what do you think as a Bayern fan?
I mean, I'm a big Bayern fan, so I'm happy with the results. But yeah, I think Bayern's looking strong this season. And yeah, I mean, I think the score was 3-0, wasn't it? Instead of 3-2.
Oh yeah, sorry, typo.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have amazing attacking and they have a good balance between attacking and defence.
Yeah.
They have a new signing in Upamecano, who's like an absolute beast.
Brilliant centre-back, yeah.
From then, another German league, like another German team, you kind of stole him, but I guess. Yeah. That's the buying trend right now. Get all the best players from other teams.
That's true.
I mean, we're not looking to sign Haaland just yet.
I don't know, in summer.
Maybe once you get enough money, he'll be on your team.
Like. Yeah, Lewandowski and Haaland, what a strike force that would be.
Yeah. I mean, both Dortmund boys, so.
I don't reckon he'll go.
I don't think he'll go through.
Yeah,
I think this loss for Barca is sad, really, because it's almost an end of an era for them.
Yeah,
you know, losing Messi, losing a few years back now, but Suarez and Neymar, like it's sort of the end of this era of Barcelona, and they're not in too good a shape right now. You know, they're in quite a bit of debt.
Well, they're going through a reboot. It would take time.
I mean, yeah. Also, I mean, they played even when they had Messi and Suarez. I mean, they still lost 8-2 to Bayern. Is it Champions League? Was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago, semi-final.
So I mean, it's Bayern is they're an amazing team, and losing to them shouldn't be like that bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, Barca are obviously going through something, so you can't really expect too much from them.
Yeah, they're a high-scoring team, Bayern. They get a lot of goals, and if you score goals, they'll just outscore you. That's the Bayern way. Mm.
Yeah.
But Barca, a lot of people are saying that they're in the mud right now, and I don't know, because you look at what they've got from their academy. Look at Pedri, who played about 70-odd games last year.
Mm.
Ansu Fati, obviously being injured for a bit, he's gone off the radar. 10. The new number 10 as well.
Do you think that was right to give him the shirt straight away?
Yeah, I think it was right.
I think it's good. It'll give him a boost of confidence, and I think it'll lead to good things.
Do you not think it's too much pressure to put on the teenager?
No, I think he'll enjoy shirt? That. Especially playing for someone like Barcelona.
Yeah, you relish at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next up, we've got Man City 6, Leipzig 3. A thriller of a game, I must say. Jack Grealish getting on the score sheet. Cancelo scoring an absolute screamer. But I think what went under the radar was Christopher Nkunku of Leipzig scoring a hat-trick. So, Charlie, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, obviously a dominant performance. But, yeah, what can it's Man City, like, I have the biggest team in.
Yeah.
England right now,
honestly. Yeah. So, Leo, what do you think?
Yeah, I think showing their class, it's a good win, definitely for them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, just this result kind of shows, kind of like, will it impact the Chelsea game, seeing how like good form Man City's in? Maybe that kind of like will influence that result.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Liverpool 3, Milan 2. And this was a classic Anfield Champions League night. Incredible volley from a midfielder. In
the late part of a game.
Late part of a game.
Jordan Henderson, to be fair.
Took a page out of Gerrard's book there.
Yeah, Gerrard would have been smiling as he saw that volley go into the bottom left corner from Henderson. A brilliant goal. And I thought Milan had it when they went 2-1 up.
Mm.
Liverpool didn't really look like they were fighting back, and then bang, Salah scores one, and then Trent whips in a ball and Henderson puts it in. So yeah, it's classic Liverpool in the UCL, really. And there's not much more to say. So Balthazar, you want to take us into the last game?
Yeah, so the last game was Man U, who've just had the addition of Ronaldo, and they've lost 2-1 to Young Boys. That's a bit of a disappointing result for Man U there. So Joe, what's your thought?
Oh, they've had a bad
Singer.
A bad game, haven't they? Lingard's he made the mistake passing it back.
Lingardinho doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah,
it was goalkeeper's mistake.
The Adrian.
Should we blame the keeper?
Yeah, we'll blame the keeper.
De Gea. But they didn't show any fight, really, Man United. They went 1-0 up, then 1-0, and it just looked like Young Boys were going to get it. They kept attacking and attacking. It was relentless. Against a team like United as well, you can't ever lose the mentality. You have to keep going and going. And Young Boys showed that. And I think, who knows, they could be the dark horse of the Champions League this season.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope so, because it'd be very, very interesting. Leo, your thoughts on Man United 2? Man United 1, Young Boys 2.
Yeah, it's a bit of a disappointing result for them. I think they can do better than that. Possibly still finding their feet with the new players in the team. But yeah, I mean, they can always use it to build on, go on to the next one, really.
Yeah.
So, looking next, we also have the next couple games of the Champions League coming up, and some big ones. So, Joe, you want to kick us off with the first one coming up?
Man City versus PSG. That's the biggest one. And
I think that's going to be an absolute thriller.
Oh, well, it's oil money against oil money, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, again, Messi playing against Pep Guardiola for another team now. And I think it's absolutely phenomenal. This game will be. It's going to be fantastic. Charlie, what's your thoughts?
Well, Man City, PSG.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Clash of the Titans. I mean, PSG acquiring new players, new big names, Messi, Ramos. Man City, a very established, good team. I think I'll be definitely watching that one. But
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be a very good
game. I think
game.
Man City are winning, though.
I think. I mean, PSG, they did draw to Club Bruges in their first game, 1-1. Messi, Mbappe, Neymar all started up front. They still drew.
Yeah. Man City coming from a 6-3 win. Confidence.
But let's see what happens on the weekend. If something bad happens to De Bruyne and he gets injured, it's all PSG.
Especially if they have I think if they lose against Chelsea, they will take a massive hit in their confidence.
I think so too.
And then I think they will lose it. I think this weekend, if Chelsea beat Man City, I think PSG will beat them as well.
I'm not going for a winner. I think it'll be a draw. I just can't. Boring. I can't separate the teams. Both just amazing teams. Yeah. But I think if I did have to pick a winner, I might be edging towards PSG.
Yeah, for sure.
Should go on to the next one. Atletico v AC Milan.
AC Milan, Atletico, strong game. Yao Felix back for Atletico. And I think he'll be banging in some goals.
I haven't really been for Atletico, but how has Suarez been playing?
He's playing well, isn't he?
He's playing okay. He's not had too much impact as yet this season, but because they have a lot of strikers.
I mean, they just added Griezmann as well.
Add Griezmann to the mix.
Oh, yeah, true. Can he play on the left wing or right wing?
He can play, but I don't think that you get the full effect of him, though.
Yeah.
I think if you want the best Griezmann, you play him down the middle, or you play him maybe in a centre-forward kind of role in behind Suarez or Felix, whoever's going to go up front.
Yeah.
I reckon Atleti put two up front and then one in center, and then João Felix in attacking mid or something.
Yeah, that could work.
They'll work it out.
They have a lot of options, Atleti. Got a strong side and probably arguably the favourites for La Liga heading into the season, but it'll be a Madrid battle. It'll be a Madrid battle.
It'll be one of the two Madrids,
but
for sure.
Let's not slack off AC Milan. They obviously have some incredible players themselves. Obviously adding Olivier Giroud up front. That helps a lot. Former Arsenal. Arsenal player.
What
legend.
A player. I love him so much.
Yeah, him and Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I think, they'll be so dangerous in the air. Just whip a ball into the box and guaranteed...
He'll get his fat head on it.
Guaranteed one of the two will get a big bulky header on it. So
he's always looking fresh as well. I always love his little hair and his beard, but yeah. Good player as well.
And another big match coming up is Juventus Chelsea. So again, that's another big game.
Yeah. I mean, Chelsea, I reckon if they win on the weekend, obviously they'll go win it. Juve, obviously, they're in a phase where their youngsters are mostly playing. But what's really annoyed me is how they've left Federico Chiesa on the bench.
He's fantastic.
After his amazing performance at the Euros, he's still not playing for Juve. And he's arguably their best player in the club, I'd say, right now, easily. Him or Dybala.
Yeah.
It's between them two.
Dybala's class as well.
So. Yeah. But, it'll be very interesting to see how Chiellini, Bonucci, De Ligt handle Lukaku. And,
I think we'll discuss more games next week and, the outcomes.
Well, thank you for listening to this week's Outside the Box podcast. We will be back with you next week with an F1 special featuring a review of the Schumacher documentary on Netflix. And there will also be a new football segment. Can't wait for that. So thank you for listening and see you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.